Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we continue to share strategies to mitigate the outbreak of the beet armyworm pest. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me reserve the canoe, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
As part of its ongoing sensitization program, the Agriculture Ministry, through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, has issued the following strategies for farmers to help fight the beet armyworm. Insecticide treatments are less effective on older worms because they are less exposed to chemicals and natural enemies since they reside inside the leaves. To reduce the overnight impact of migrating older worms, dig 1 foot deep trenches around the plots. Keep the trench wet and muddy to prevent exit of these worms. Be careful not to fall in. Remove trenches once the threat to the crop has been reduced. Only apply insecticides approved for use on escallion and onion crops. Effectiveness of the treatments may be enhanced in small plots by clipping off the leaf tips prior to application, especially if the older beet armyworms have entered the leaves. Provide adequate nutrition to the crop. Ensure that onion and escallion crops are harvested and sold at maturity and not left in the field. Unmanaged or abandoned plants encourage the buildup of beet armyworm populations. Follow advisories and text messages sent out by RADA immediately. Delays will only be harmful by supporting an increase in the population and increase the risk of crop damage. Contact your RADA Extension officer if you are noticing an increase in the beet armyworm population in your field. Community involvement will play a big role in successful management of the beet armyworm. Work together to get pest numbers down in neighboring fields. For further information, call RADA toll-free at 1-888-275-7232. Did you know that the Public Gardens Division manages 3 botanical gardens, the Castleton, Hope, and Cinchona Gardens, and 2 scenic avenues, Holland Bamboo Grove and Fern Gully? Remember, noise is prohibited in these areas. That tip was brought to you by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You know where you're born, but you don't know where you're going to bury. Translation, you know where you were born, but you don't know where you will be buried. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Give me back my marker.
No. I want back my marker, but I'm using it.
Uncle Orville,
talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work, and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric. Continue playing and remember, respect.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, the past is known, the future is uncertain. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers, with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.